This is the catch up on three things for the Indian Express, and I'm Anviti Singh. It's the 27th of March, and here are the headlines. Trinamool Congress MP Mahua Moitra and Bharatiya Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita lashed out at the Bharatiya Janata Party after two of the party's leaders were seen sharing a stage with one of the convicts in the Bilkis Banu rape case. At an event to launch a group water supply scheme in Gujarat, Dahod BJP MP Jaswant Singh Babur and Limkheda MLA Sailesh Babur were seen sharing the stage with Sailesh Bhatt, one of the 11 people convicted of gang raping Bilkis Banu. Moitra demanded that the convicts be jailed and that the quote, satanic government that applauds this travesty of justice voted out, unquote. Meanwhile, Kavita lamented that, quote, perpetrators of heinous crimes against women are being celebrated even as victims fight for justice, unquote. Karnataka Cabinet's decision to scrap the 4% reservation granted to Muslims under the 2B category continues to be a key talking point in the state politics ahead of the upcoming assembly elections. While Amit Shah on Sunday alleged that the provision was made due to the appeasement politics of previous Congress governments, Congress promised to revoke the move if voted to power. Meanwhile, JDS leader H.D. Kumaraswamy said the BJP government in Karnataka decided to scrap the 4% reservation offered to Muslims to trigger conflict between them and Hindus and to benefit from it electorally. The former chief minister advised the minority community to challenge the Karnataka cabinet decision legally. Targeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi and ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said that the Prime Minister had no answers to the questions that recently disqualified MP Rahul Gandhi had raised over the allegations against the Adani Group. He went on to say that apart from the Adani issue, the ruling dispensation was also scared by the popular support received by Rahul Gandhi during his Bharat Jodo Yatra. Meanwhile, opposition party leaders including NCP Chief Sharad Pawar and Shiv Sena UBT President Uddhav Thackeray criticized the Congress leader's disqualification as a Lok Sabha MP, stating that it was against the basic tenets of Constitution. Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena Chief Raj Thackeray blamed his estranged cousin Uddhav Thackeray for the Shiv Sena split. He also issued an ultimatum for the demolition of a structure coming up off of Haji Ali, warning that his party workers will destroy the construction and install a temple in its place. CBI alleged that an accused officer, Vedanshu Shekhar Mishra, and his accomplice, Sailesh Kumar Jaiswal, committed forgery of more than 55 crores in Punjab and Sindh Bank, where Mishra was employed, to channel funds from various bank accounts for their online gaming passion. In a statement during bank inquiry, Mishra admitted to having used banking IDs of colleagues to make illegal transfers for online gaming purposes, PTI reported. This was the Catch Up on Three Things by the Indian Express.